Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. It's a fact, ladies, and here's the reason Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. So you can see that means more meat for your money. You get top U.S. government grades of beef. Meat that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. You get a better value in top-grade beef. For example, when you buy a Kroger-cut porterhouse steak, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the long, stringy end and excess waste before the steak is weighed and priced. You don't pay steak price for stringy meat and excess waste. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste. But see for yourself. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store, get Kroger cut beef, and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Dreams and plans and schemes are valuable. They fill the chasms of the heart. They fill the life that's empty. But living is real and dreams are not. So dreams must stop where the realities of life begin. Even the young who dream the most must set aside their dreams to get the most out of life. Perhaps that's why young Freddie Lang says to young Nora Williams,
Nora, you got time to listen to me just for a minute?
Oh, sure, Freddie. Oh, golly, but you look serious.
Well, I've been doing some thinking.
Something bad?
Oh, no, it's good, I think. At least I hope so. Look, Crickets, You know all that stuff that we were talking about the other day?
Oh, you mean about the house in the pines near the lake on Daddy's farm?
Yeah.
And all the things that come after?
Mm-hmm. The house and all that stuff. Yeah. And then all the other stuff that we've been floating in the clouds about, too.
Oh, Freddie, it's just scrumptious the way we float in the clouds.
Yeah, but we can take a nosedive out of that cloud and hit the ground with an awful scrumptious crunch one of these days, too.
Oh, well, what do you mean?
Well, I don't mean that things will go wrong for us, nor I was just thinking that maybe it's time that we came down out of those clouds pretty soon, like, and made some real plans.
Well, Freddie,
Now, look, Crickets, put down the sewing a minute, will you? I got something important to say to you.
I can sew and listen.
But I don't want you to sew while I'm telling you this.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, it's okay.
There, I put my sewing away. Now, what do you want to tell me?
Well, it's really not much. Well, that is, it just isn't going to take too many words, and you can be back to your sewing in just a minute, Cricket.
Well, your sewing isn't important, Freddie.
Well, I know it isn't as important as this is. Cricket, you know that I always knew that someday I'd be telling a girl this, see, and I always tried to figure out just how I'd tell her, or ask her, that is. I thought, you know what I'm getting at?
I think so.
Yeah, well, I figured maybe you would. It's funny, just like I was saying, I sort of planned how I'd say this and where I'd be when I said it. And I figured maybe to be in the dark somewhere so that I couldn't see the girl's face when I told her. Or maybe I'd tell her while she turned her head, see, while I said it. Or maybe I'd call her up on the telephone, or maybe write her a letter, or, well, anything, just so I wouldn't have to say it and look at her at the same time and have her looking at me, too. You still know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Yes, Freddie, I know exactly what you mean.
Seems you always know what I mean, don't you? I guess we sort of speak the same language, huh?
I think we do.
Well, then you know what I mean when I say that I always thought if I was with the girl when I asked her, it'd be out in the moonlight or at some big party. And maybe while we're out on the front porch, the way people are in the movies when a fella's going to ask the girl to marry
her. Uh-huh.
Crickets, I was all set to ask you this at your birthday party, but, well, you know what happened when that Jim Martin jerk, he walked in and started shooting up the place and everything. Then Gibbsy got hurt, and it just didn't seem right for me to go ahead with what I'd planned.
Oh, of course not, Freddie.
Well, this was all planned for your birthday, and I was going to take you away from everybody, and we were going out on the porch to look up at the moon, if there was a moon. And I was going to ask you.
Oh, I'm sorry it was spoiled for you.
Oh, no, Nora. It wasn't spoiled at all. It was just delayed, that's all. So, now that I'm here and you're here and where we are doesn't matter, I guess the only thing to do is just say it. I guess I ought to say it some fancy way, and I guess I should have worked on a speech before I came in here. But no matter how I said it, it still amounted to the same thing, Nora. I guess you know how much I love you, don't you?
I don't guess. I know. And I guess it's all right for me to say I love you more than anyone else in the world. More than anyone else I know.
Thanks, Crickets. Thanks for saying that. You know, neither one of us has ever really come right out and said it in so many words before.
I don't think it needed saying, Freddie.
No, I guess it didn't. But this does. Look, Crickets, I want to marry you. Now, maybe there's a better way of saying that, but if there is, well, I still said it the same plain old ordinary way.
I think it was said in a beautiful way. Oh, Freddie, it's the most super thing you've ever said to me.
Well, let's not bother about how it was said then, huh? Look, let's get on to worrying about what happens next. I want to marry you, and I guess you have to want to marry me back. Now, how about that?
Oh, yes, Freddie. Yes, darling, Freddie.
Oh, now, look, Crickets, don't go crying on me. Here, put your arms around me, but look, don't get your face in the grease on my shirt, will you?
Oh, I don't care about the grease as long as I'm close to you.
See, those tears are going to stop, aren't they?
Yes, they'll stop.
Well, maybe I can do something to make them stop. Come on, let's see the face. Come on. Look up here.
I'm looking, Freddie.
Looking with your eyes closed?
With my eyes closed.
Well, you know what that means, don't you? That just means that, well, this.
Oh, Freddie.
Look, that'll have to take the place of a ring for now, Nora. I won't have the money for the one that I want for a couple weeks yet.
Oh, a ring isn't important.
Well, I want you to have one.
Well, maybe if it doesn't cost too much.
Oh, now, never you mind how much it costs. They never made one good enough for you. And you'll get another one, too, when we get married. Look, can we decide when?
Oh, it's hard to decide.
Well, what's hard about it? It's just eeny, meeny, miny, mo around the day.
Well, Freddie, can't we wait a little while?
A little while?
No, I mean really a while.
But why? Why wait? We can build that house of ours by fall or by early spring anyway. And we've done enough dreaming. We've made plans to last us a lifetime. Now, look, Nora, let's go do something about them.
We will soon, but not right now.
What's there to stop us?
Well, Freddie, Miss Gibbs won't be completely well for a long time, maybe, and Mr. Billings may never be well.
I know all that, but Crickets, their lives aren't ours. We can't go on forever waiting for everything to be all right with everyone else.
But there's going to be a lot to do in this house for a long time to come. And I know Miss Gibbs is counting on me to help, Freddie.
Well, she can get someone else to help.
Oh, I know it, but I owe her so much. She's been so kind to me and done so much for me that I can't leave her now when she needs help more than ever.
Look, Crickets, you owe Gibbsy a lot, do you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how much do you think that I owe her? I owe her everything I've got, everything I am. She practically took me in off the streets, kept me out of jail, saw me through dozens of troubles. Well, I owe her everything I can think of and a whole lot more besides. But I know that she doesn't expect me to spend the rest of my life paying her back.
Yes, but listen, Freddie, we'll have to wait. There's so much time ahead for us that, well, a few months or even a year or two won't make any difference.
Can't I pour that water for you, Penny?
Oh, no, thanks, Peg. Oh, the doctor said I should move around as much as possible. Oh, it's good for me.
Doesn't it hurt you to move your arm?
Yeah, just a little bit in the shoulder, but go on about your husband, Peg.
Oh, there's not much more to tell, and I shouldn't be bothering you with it. Hospital room is depressing enough without casting more gloom over it with a sad story.
I suppose you can't help but be upset about it, Peg, but look at it this way. If he tried to escape from the police to try and kill you again, he got just what he deserved when the police killed him.
Oh, he got what he deserved, all right. The really horrible part is that after I saw him in jail, the day before he said he was sorry for what he'd done, and I was all ready to take him back. I think I'm so smart. Oh, what a fool I really am.
No, you're not a fool, Peg. You're just too trusting, that's all.
What's the difference? A person's a fool to trust anyone.
That's not true.
Isn't it?
Nope.
Look what happened to you because you took me into your home. In a sense, that was trusting me. And I brought you nothing but trouble.
What happened, Peg, wasn't your fault.
I know, but if I hadn't been such a fool and married a man like Jim Martin, you wouldn't have come so close to being shot to death.
Peg, that's over and done with. I'm going to be home soon. Everything will be back to normal. Oh, you needn't have any fears about Jim from now on. He's dead. As cruel and heartless as it seems to be to say, you should really be glad about it. Peg, you were when you thought he was. Now you should be more than glad. You know he is.
Oh, let's not talk about him, Penny.
All right. Oh, we'll have a good time together this spring and summer. You'll forget all this unhappiness.
Well, I hope you have a good time and forget about it, Penny. I won't be around. I'm going home just as soon as you're up and around again.
You're going home? Why?
Well, I had a phone call from Mother yesterday. She wants me to come home. Little Julie misses me.
Oh, I see.
Well, there's nothing for me to do but go home, Penny, much as I hate to. All my most horrible memories are there. But my daughter's there, too. I love her, and I miss her just as much as she misses me.
I understand, Peg.
I know you do. Julie's very happy with her grandmother. I'm sure they're devoted to each other. But a grandmother isn't a mother, and even a girl of only 5 1/2 knows that. Julie can't ever have a real father now, so I think at least she deserves to have a real mother.
Peg. Peg, you don't have to wait till I'm well to go home.
I want to wait, Penny. Much as I want to be with my child, there are things about going home that I really dread. You see, Jim and I lived in the house across the street from Mother's. I'll have to see that house every day. I'll shop in the stores where I shopped for Jim. I'll ride the buses that Jim and I rode, and I'll go to the movies where Jim and I held hands like a pair of silly young lovers. The whole neighborhood will scream his memory.
Well, couldn't you move away from that neighborhood when you get back?
That'll take money, Penny, and you know how little I have. Besides, Mother will want me to stay with her, and Mother won't move.
Well, maybe things won't be as bad as you think.
I hope not. Anyway, Penny, I won't leave until you're completely well. Maybe I'll feel a little more at ease about things by the time I go home. Home. Home with just my daughter. Home could be anywhere, and I'd really love it.
So Peg is going home. Or will Penny find a way for Peg to be with her daughter and still not suffer the unhappy memories of home? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. K-C-B. K-C-B. K-C-B means Kroger cut beef. And Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Yes, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. In buying Kroger cut rib roast, for example, you don't pay rib roast price for excess bone and waste. The chine bone is trimmed, the waste and short rib end removed, giving you top U.S. government grades of beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. And before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, waste, and stringy ends. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. But mind you, you can get Kroger cut beef only at your neighborhood Kroger store. So go there as soon as you can. Step up to the meat counter and ask the Kroger meat man for Kroger cut beef. You'll get delicious and juicy and tender beef. You'll get more meat, less waste. That means you get more meat for your money at your Kroger store. Listen in again tomorrow. Same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Heart in Harmony.